from KQED.
There's a turf war going on over who's going to deliver the health care as federal reform unfolds. Doctors, there aren't enough of them to meet the expanding need, especially in the Central Valley and the Inland Empire. Senator Ed Hernandez of West Covina, an optometrist himself, is pushing three bills that would expand the medical mandate of optometrists, pharmacists, and nurse practitioners. Physician groups are dead set against the measures, but time is growing short. Open enrollment in the new health insurance marketplace launches in October. As Jose Martinez of KPCC reports, California can find a preview of what's likely to come at community clinics in South Los Angeles.
Hi. Okay, I'm sorry to wake you up so early this morning again.
Simi Gandhi is a family nurse practitioner at South LA's Uma Community Clinic.
I thought that you would want to know what your results are.
Her call woke up that woman, but she won't mind. In Urdu, she tells the patient her mammogram says the mass in her breast isn't cancer. After Gandhi hangs up, she doesn't miss a beat. She starts debriefing for her next patient, who's been MIA.
Looks like he has diabetes, and I had asked for him to be able to get an appointment 6 weeks thereafter, so that was back in September. That was canceled, and then he didn't come for two appointments that were rescheduled. And now he's finally back.
Simi Gandhi is a mid-level provider, which includes registered nurses, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners like her. But at the Uma Clinic, she might as well have MD after her name.
A community like this has less resources. A lot of the folks that live here have less education. The basic education people get around their bodies and around literacy is low.
That means a lot of patients with diabetes and hypertension who don't know how to deal with them. But doctors often come at a premium in community clinics where salaries are lower, so mid-level providers often shoulder the workload.
So I just want to remind you that when you have diabetes, sometimes this can mean that you get problems with your heart. Right, you remember that? With your eyes and with your kidneys.
Gandhi is in an exam room with Hamdi Badar, a 52-year-old taxi driver from Indonesia. He's learning to manage his out-of-control diabetes, which he's lived with for a decade and a half.
So I just had 15 years, and I didn't realize it was so bad like that, you know, because it affected my kidneys, she said, my eyes and my everything.
Uma sees about 2,000 patients a year. Simi Gandhi sees 4 an hour. Without her and her fellow mid-level providers, Uma couldn't care for as many people as it does.
Today, the blood sugar was really good. I'm really happy with that, Rafael.
5 minutes away at St. John's Well Child and Family Center, family nurse practitioner Alexis Gomez is checking up on 74-year-old Rafael Baez. High blood pressure, diabetes, a history of heart failure. So Gomez peppers him with questions about his diet.
¿Comiste mucha tortilla o no?
No, tortillas no comemos.
¿Ya no comen tortilla
no,
ya?
No.
Okay. ¿Estás comiendo más fruta y más vegetales?
Sí.
Gomez, who was a doctor in Cuba, asks if Baez eats too many tortillas and not enough fruits and vegetables. Gomez puts it in simple terms. If St. John's mid-level providers played hooky one day,
I seen that gonna be kind of a disaster.
Dr. Padra Noorpavar is the lone doctor at that same clinic site for St. John's. He agrees with Gomez and says there's a major need for more medical staff.
Especially in this clinic, I mean, we could always use more primary care providers. Yeah, there's always shortage.
But Dr. Noorpavar says that doesn't mean mid-levels can replace doctors. He says that'll be true even as the patient load swells next year with people who will gain health insurance under the Affordable Care Act's Medi-Cal expansion.
You can't completely substitute, you know, physicians because then the quality of the care can go down and, you know, you need a little bit of higher people with more experience and, you know, higher education to also be involved to make sure that the quality is not compromised, you know, at the cost of numbers.
But that's not the consensus. Dr. Felix Aguilar is the president and CEO of UMA, where Simi Gandhi works.
The future is not with physicians. The future primary care will be with what we call mid-level providers.
Like Simi Gandhi and Alexis Gomez, who shape the future of primary care with every patient they check off their schedule. For the California Report, I'm Jose Martinez in Los Angeles.